Second Chronicles chapter 24. Sometime after Josh decided to restore the temple of the Lord, the men in charge of the work were diligent, and the repairs progressed under them. They rebuilt the temple of God according to its original design and reinforced it. No matter how well a building has been built, time leaves its traces of deterioration. After 2 decades of use and abuse of the Christian Family Center facilities, a small team took on the challenge of remodeling the interior of the buildings. After several months of painstaking and selfless work, the work is almost finished. Obviously, the remodeling required, in addition to personal efforts, the financial resources to cover the costs. The same thing happened in the initiative of Jehosh, who, after complaining to the high priest Jadoa for the lack of diligence in collecting the funds, ordered the construction of an ark where those who entered the house of the Lord put their offerings. All the officials and all the people brought their contributions gladly, dropping them into the chest until it was full. The Levites emptied the ark, and the coffers were refilled again with new contributions. Verse 11. No doubt that pleased God, because God loves the cheerful giver. When we give, we are a little bit like the Lord, because God so loved the Lord that he gave the most precious person in heaven. In reality, we are the ones who always benefit when we give, because it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he gave his son, we are the ones who receive eternal life. As a dear friend of my husband's ends his prayer every morning, let my hands be the ones that give, not the ones that take.